The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program checking the lineup for the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. The phone number there for complete information is 919-560-3030. And all programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. And the first two programs are earlier, so there's a change in the time. Friday, October 30th, From the Window is what it's called. Kim Register of Loamlands. Register will perform above and away from the concessions pickup area and any guests. No tickets will be sold or admission charged to this performance. The artist will perform while guests arrive at the venue to pick up concession orders and for anyone else walking through downtown Durham during downtown Durham's streetery hours, and that's from 5 to 9:30. And the next day, Saturday, October 31st, it's Skylar Goudaz in the From the Window event. No tickets, again, will be sold or admission charged. Goudaz will perform, again, while guests arrive at the venue to pick up concession orders or for anyone else walking through downtown Durham. Saturday, November 7th, it is Violet Bell. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. At 11 a.m. Violet Bell's original Americana is woven from threads of folk, soul, bluegrass, rock, and classical music. On stage and in the studio, the energy between Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez is fiery, intimate, and intuitive. In this program, Violet Bell, based out of Durham, will explore how people from different backgrounds can use their differences to create strength, how music can be a vehicle for cultural diversity, and how ancient myths still apply to our modern lives. Then Tuesday, November 10th, at Carolina Theater, Hoops Africa, Ubuntu Matters. It's a collection of stories that celebrates the past, present, and future of basketball in Africa, spotlighting the sport's impact on society and its development on the continent. From the dreams of a young Zimbabwean player to honoring the NBA legends who paved the way before him, this film journeys through the growth of the game in Africa. Again, a virtual event at 10 a.m. Saturday, December 5th, Al Strong and Trio. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. Strong and his dynamic ensemble demonstrate the fundamental components at work when a band protects the melody of a song with groove. This highly interactive performance provides an in-depth look at what makes a group of musicians sound like one voice, able to bend and shape the sound of music through subtle spontaneity. Moving into next year, Saturday, January 2nd at Carolina Theater, North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, Sound in Motion. Celebrating its 37th season, the group has produced award-winning dancers such as Michelle Dorrance, Jason Janis, and Jared Grimes. This year's annual show, Sound in Motion, features all 41 members of the company, ages 8 to 18, along with guest artists and company alumni Elizabeth Burke and Luke Hickey. A special note, the performance is at 7 p.m. Saturday, January 16th, Casey Neese, Muggle Magic. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. Join Professor Casey Neese on loan from the Ministry of Non-Magical Studies as he takes students on a fun-filled program full of science and magic. Learn how non-magical folks emulate magic with the power of science, including levitation, color-changing potions, potential and kinetic energy, singing rods, and more. This entertaining program will inspire creative thinking and, in the process, show just how magical science can be. Sunday, January 24th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live. Jack Douglas, better known as Jax Films Online, is turning his popular series Yesterday I Ask You into a live game show. Audience members play by submitting their funniest answers to questions like, what's the last thing you'd want to hear from your Uber driver? Or, what secret of yours would ruin you? After a handful of champions are chosen, they move on to the dreaded, are you funnier than a YouTuber round, where they must compete against Jack himself in a no-holds-barred elimination match. That show starts at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday, January 26, The Movement, an a cappella musical. This is a virtual performance at 10 a.m. An original work composed by Kathy D. Harrison that tells the story of the children and teens in Alabama who stood against racial injustice in 1963 and changed American history. Through harmonious singing, rhythmic step dance, and narrative scenes, this civil rights story illuminates the courage of young Americans. And on Monday, February 1st, it's February 1, virtual performance at 10 a.m. On that remarkable day, February 1st, in 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. This film depicts Ezell Blair, David Richmond, Franklin McCain, and Joseph McNeil, the Greensboro Four, as they began a sit-in at a Woolworth's lunch counter in North Carolina. The restaurant refused service to patrons of color. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the American Civil Rights Movement. Wednesday, February 3rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy Grant put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first CCM artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Since then, Grant has been strumming her way through a 30-plus year adventure as a singer, songwriter, author, television host, and speaker. Saturday, February 6th at Carolina Theater, Donna Washington. This is a free virtual event at 11 a.m. A highly animated performer, Donna Washington has a long history of entertaining, educating, and inspiring audiences with her vocal pyrotechnics, elastic face, and deep characterizations that bring folklore, literary tales, and personal narratives to life. She's an internationally known, multiple award-winning storyteller, spoken word recording artist, and author. Donna has been called a walking Disney movie and told she was better than TV. That's Donna Washington, Saturday, February 6th. Wednesday, February 10th, Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, virtual performance at 10. For over 20 years, Donovan Zimmerman and Jan Berger have used papier-mâché, cardboard, bamboo, old house paints, cloth, and other junk to create incredible giant puppets, masks, shadow plays, and spectacular performances for all ages. This presentation of art and the magic of masks and puppetry through award-winning puppeteer artists will deliver super fun exploration of movement and an interactive engagement for all ages. Wednesday, February 24th, Exploring Hip-Hop and Music History with Jonathan Blanchard, virtual performance, and it's at 10 a.m. This interactive program, including Jonathan Blanchard and his band, chronicles the evolution of American music from work songs to hip-hop, exploring all the elements that make up the essence of American music. We will explore the roots of hip-hop music and cultural climates of the past that laid the groundwork for today's popular music. And that's the lineup through February at the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. And as always, it's for the live performances, it's best to check and make sure that those events are still occurring. All right, let's, for a little laughs, or a lot of laughs, Raleigh Improv, 1224 Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number, 919-589-8558. Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, Deray Davis. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, Deray Davis Power Play, that aired to rave reviews, Davis continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula, a path and pattern of consistent feature film and network television roles. And Davis also starred opposite Taraji P. Henson's Cookie Lyons on the Fox Network hit Empire. Thursday, November 19th at Raleigh Improv, Nick DiPaolo. This day of watered-down comedy, Nick's brutally honest performances remind us of what great stand-up should be. Funny, socially relevant, and a little bit reckless. Nick has performed on The Tonight Show, Late Night with David Letterman, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and Conan. He was twice nominated for an Emmy for his writing on HBO's The Chris Rock Show. Sunday, November 22nd, Carol Ann Miljavik, She Laughs Comedy Tour. Humorous, authentic, relatable. That's Carol Ann Miljavik in a nutshell. She has cultivated a massive online presence across multiple social media platforms and has become the go-to girl for a good laugh, encouragement, loving truce, and vulnerability. Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, it's Ian Bagg. Ian started his comedy career in his native Canada. He proceeded to do all the show business things that every successful Canadian entertainer does. He went to a Hockey Night in Canada game on a Saturday night, performed at the Montreal Comedy Festival, kissed a fish in Newfoundland, and a Comedy Now special on CTV. Monday, December 7th, it's Jeff Allen, the America I Grew Up In tour. Jeff combines clean, hilarious humor like no other comedian working today. Besides performing at corporate functions and fundraisers, he regularly appears on television, radio, and casinos across the country. Thursday, December 10th, it's Andy Forrester. Andy has been performing comedy since 1999, and his brand of off-the-wall humor has made him a club favorite all across the country. His likable, self-deprecating fun, easygoing style is friendly to everyone as he walks you through the mind and life of the man many call Big A. Switching gears to Goodnight's Comedy Club in Raleigh, West Morgan Street, phone number 919-828-5233. Thursday through Saturday, October 29th through the 31st, it's Ty Barnett. Ty, who is a Chicago native, got his start at Seattle's Comedy Underground. He was one of the final two on the most watched and only Emmy-nominated season of Last Comic Standing, and he's made multiple Tonight Show appearances. Thursday through Saturday, November 5th through the 7th, Reno Collier. A former P.E. teacher, Reno's contagious laugh and friendly, almost intoxicating demeanor has won him fans all across the country. Reno was the host of the Great American Road Trip and on Animal Planet's Top Hooker. Friday through Sunday, November 13th through the 15th, the Good Nights, Michael Collier. Michael is a multi-talented actor, comedian, and author. He is absolutely no stranger to work, as he is still packing out shows in major cities night after night. His wit, charm, and unique sense of style has been captivating audiences since the 80s. Thursday through Saturday, some weekend in November. How did I forget that? Moses Storm is coming to town. A talented comedian and actor who can be seen in the new season of I'm Dying Up Here on Showtime. He's been on Arrested Development on Netflix and This Is Us on NBC. He made his late-night debut on Conan, where he received a standing ovation after his performance. Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, Ali Sadiq, a stand-up comedian, public speaker, and writer out of Houston. His unique style of stand-up began behind the walls of incarceration, an incubator for interesting experiences and good stories. People received their first taste of Ali Sadiq when he appeared on HBO's Def Comedy Jam. Thursday through Saturday, December 3rd through the 5th, Ryan Niemiller. Despite being born with a disability in both arms, Ryan, the self-proclaimed cripple threat of comedy, shares his views of the world from the perspective of the handicapped. Ryan began his comedy career in Los Angeles and has been performing in clubs and colleges across the country. Friday through Sunday, December 11th through the 13th, Tony Roberts. Tony may not be a household name, but he's garnered the coveted honor of being a comedian's comedian. A nonstop, energy-charged joke ride, Roberts tackles everything from personal stories to popular culture with the same gusto and bounce around the stage energy that will have you crying from laughter. Special note, all shows at Goodnight's Comedy Club are 18 plus, unless noted, the same at Raleigh Improv. Okay, checking the lineup at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office. All Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000. Or online at thepncarena.com. And we start out with a show in February, Saturday, February 20th. It's the 2021 Navy Federal Credit Union National Hockey League Stadium Series. It's listed under PNC Arena, but it's actually going to be held at Carter-Finley Stadium. Friday through Sunday, March 19th through the 21st, it's the 2021 NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship, the first and second rounds. And then the lineup, also in 2021, will be Michael Bublé, the Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. And then later in the year, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Rage Against the Machine, Luke Combs, and Harry Styles. Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh setting up next year's schedule of concerts. The first in 2021 at Red Hat is Maren Morse on May 6th, and then Primus is set to perform June 23rd. July's dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. The current schedule for August 2021, Lewis the Child, David Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. And, of course, there's the IBMA's World of Bluegrass concerts next October. At Cocobooth Theater, also setting up schedules for next year. Just as a reminder, just this past week we learned the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival that was scheduled for Friday, November 13th, has been canceled. In 2021, the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival is currently set for March 26 and 27. Second annual Tacos and Taps, April 17th. And then Good Vibe Summer Tour 2021 with Revolution and special guests. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. While COVID-19 has pretty much shut down the music industry's concert schedule, that hasn't stopped them from setting up for next year's season. Coastal Credit Union Music Park's 2021 schedule starts Saturday, April 17th. With Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. That's followed up by the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour, June 26th. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett Centerpoint Road Tour 2021, Kids Bop Live Tour, Dave Matthews Band, the Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, and Matchbox 20 2021. Later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. Scheduling into next season or next year is also what's going on at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Saturday, March 20th, the Millennium Tour 2021. March 21st next year, Michael Bublé. Then as the year moves along, the schedule includes the Weekend's After Hours Tour, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa, Alabama's 50th Anniversary Tour, and LITAF Tour hosted by Martin Lawrence. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concerts next year include Saturday, April 10th, Garth Brooks, the Dive Bar Stadium Tour, Billy Joel in April, then Thursday, June 24th next year, Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts Stadium Tour 2021. And at Greensboro Coliseum, the current 2021 concert schedule includes Mercy Me on March 25th, Kane Brown March 26th, and Feed the Streets Tour April 2nd. From there, two dates in May, the Millennium Tour on the 1st, and for King and Country the 15th. Also on the current schedule for next year, Justin Bieber in July and Jim Gaffigan in August. All right, taking a look at Duke performances, the phone number there is 919-660-3356. All shows start at 8 unless noted. Virtual fall season with high-quality commissioned films featuring artists originally slated for in-person performances will premiere on Vimeo for ticket holders. Before the premiere, ticket holders will receive a unique Vimeo link to stream each performance online at the scheduled time. After the premiere, films will be available for viewing for 24 hours. Friday, October 30th, it's In Conversation with Ranky Tanky. members of the Grammy-winning quintet in a live Zoom conversation explore the ways in which their music and performance draw on the Livingula traditions of the Lowcountry. That's at noon. Friday and Saturday, October 30th and 31st, Urban Bushwomen. What does it mean to really work for liberation, and what does it mean to be self-determined? Urban Bushwomen, a Brooklyn-based performance ensemble and dance company, has been exploring these questions through singing, text, spoken word, dance, live drumming, and movement for the past 35 years. Saturday, November 7th, it's Quarteto Casals Chamber Arts Series event. The ensemble begins the evening with one of the 20th century's most gripping chamber pieces, Shostakovich's mesmerizing String Quartet No. 8, dedicated to the victims of fascism and war. Friday, November 13th, back with another In Conversation event, this time with Chris Patashall, a Grammy-nominated pianist, jazz wonderkind, and Durham native, joins a wide-ranging virtual discussion touching upon his local roots, influences, and new multimedia project that explores the towering 1945 Zodiac Suite of former Duke professor and jazz luminary Mary Lou Williams, and that is at noon. Saturday, November 14th, Kahan Kahor, an internationally acclaimed virtuoso on the Kamanache, a spiked fiddle, and I do hope I got that part correct. He's, through his many musical collaborations, has been instrumental in popularizing Persian around the world, and is a creative force in today's music scene. His performances of traditional Persian music and multiple collaborations have attracted audiences around the globe. Again, that's Saturday, November 14th, Kahan Kahor, and that is a Duke Performances event. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.